All right, time for another brand new hour. Keeping it fresh here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here on a free-for-all Friday. By the way, you're welcome to call anytime today. Share your brilliant thoughts about what's going on in the world. Love to hear from you. All right, so here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, the Minnesota Vikings moved up to 10th pick to grab Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy in the NFL draft, happening in Detroit, by the way. Number two, Donald Trump coming to Michigan next Wednesday as Republican lawmakers visit the border, and a lot more is going on. And number three, students at Michigan State University join the stupidity by backing terrorists. I guess burning babies and raping and murdering women at music festivals is cool with everybody on these college campuses, from Columbia to NYU to Ann Arbor and East Lansing now. Yep, Michigan State University students and supporters set up an encampment at the People's Park on campus Thursday morning, protesting, that's yesterday morning, what they call the genocide in Gaza, demanding the university divest any investments in Israel. Yes, let the children demand. I demand. We're here to help demand that the university divest from its investments in genocide with investments in Israeli aid and weapons manufacturers. So said MSU third-year student Camille DeVernoy. DeVernoy told Michigan News Source this encampment was planned over the last 2 days by Huria, a coalition of MSU students and the Greater Lansing community who are advocating for Palestinian rights. Raping Israeli women and killing them and burning babies alive, I guess that's cool. Come on. The MSU president, Kevin Guskowitz, said he kept reiterating that he wanted us to be safe and he wanted us to be able to exercise our right to free speech, and that the university was reviewing their investments and their endowments. So they're going to, what are they going to fold? Do you know what USC did? Did you miss this in the first couple hours of the show? University of Southern California, the University of Spoiled Children, that gets about $350,000, give or take, for a 4-year degree, has canceled commencement ceremonies. It usually attracts about 65,000 people, students, families, friends, all of it. It's a big deal. They canceled it yesterday. Oh, thanks for the $350,000. Let us mail you a diploma. Really? They folded to the radical supporters of Hamas, because that's what you're supporting is Hamas. You're supporting Hezbollah, the Houthis, and all sorts of terrible actors on the world stage. At the last Board of Trustees meeting, they had explicitly said that divestment from some of the causes we've been rallying them to divest from, like fossil fuels in Israel and weapons manufacturers, they said that was not a possibility because it would be too chaotic. I agree with that. I mean, we just sold it with these same kids, these same children probably support the war in Ukraine. Remarkable, which produces bombs, grenades, bullets, and all the like. We're proving that it's going to be more chaotic than divestment. No, you're not. You're just going to get shuffled off campus because nobody cares what the children think when they act like children. Keep that in mind. Donald Trump is coming to Michigan. He will be here in Freeland. It's coming up next Wednesday. He'll have a speaking engagement about 6 p.m. He will deliver remarks at the rally in Saginaw County. Saginaw County, I mean, this is smart campaigning. Going to the counties that matter. Genesee County, Saginaw County, critical. Not that he's going to win those counties necessarily, but lose them by less. And win the election. Right now in Michigan, by the way, like all the swing states, except Pennsylvania still shows... let's see here. I think Pennsylvania still shows slightly ahead for, but there's a big outlier poll in Pennsylvania that it makes it not believable. Because one poll from Franklin and Marshall, whatever that is in Pennsylvania, shows Biden with a 10-point lead. It's the only poll that shows Biden with a lead at all. The rest, so Trump +4, +3, +1, and one that shows a tie. Fox News shows it as a tie in Pennsylvania. Otherwise, Donald Trump would be leading in all 7 swing states. Yeah. A poll out yesterday shows that Michigan is Biden country, according to the Bloomberg Morning Consult, shows Biden plus two. It is the only poll he's led in. And over the same period, Fox News did a poll, showed a Trump plus three. MRG here in Michigan did a poll, showed Trump plus six. So anyhow, Trump will be there on April 1, excuse me, May 1. He was here April 2nd in Grand Rapids. I was there. I will be over there, by the way, in Freeland next Wednesday covering that story for you. So don't worry, I'll be there for you, covering it for you. Adam Schiff got his luggage stolen. How's that make? Adam Schiff got his luggage stolen at the San Francisco airport, I guess. His luggage right from his car in a parking garage. Happened Thursday. He had to go to some fancy dinner in casual wear. He's running for U.S. Senate in California, talking about how great the Democrats have done, and he gets robbed. Oh, yes. California, the model for America. Adam Schiff gets robbed. His suit's gone. And there you go. And the Minnesota Vikings picked up quarterback J.J. McCarthy of the University of Michigan in the number 10th position. Held Michigan to the 2023 National Championship 27-1 as a starter in Ann Arbor. Selected by the Minnesota Vikings with a number 10 overall pick in the three-day draft that began Thursday night in Detroit. Vikings made a trade with the New York Jets to move up a spot and grab McCarthy, who was the fifth quarterback chosen. Yeah, they wanted to have him in Minnesota, and there he is. J.J. McCarthy is now in Minnesota. So good stuff. Something a little more positive to end the day on, right? Yeah, there you have it. Let's see. Okay. Apparently there's a union organizing event going on here at the Steve Gruber Show. I've just learned about this. I'll keep you up to date on how that progresses. You're all fired! All of you, fired. We have vows to make you comply. Anyhow, so there you have it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just never know what's going to happen. You never know, and that's why you have to be prepared. You see, most emergencies come without warning, and when the next one comes, you won't have a second to spare on packing and preparing. That's what I've learned here. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes, and one will sometime soon. Your supplies should be within reach, ready to grab and go at a moment's notice. Secure those supplies at my website, preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com. Start with four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of American families prepare since 2008. My Patriot Supply are the experts in all things self-reliance. Their four-week emergency food kits offer 2,000 calories a day. They're protected by heavy-duty four-layer packaging, and these kits last up to 25 years in storage. Food's great. Sealed inside rugged buckets with handles designed to grab in a hurry. Oh, you're going to love this. Preparewithgruber.com. That's the website to go. Get started. Get as many food kits as your family needs. $50 off each one. They'll ship fast and free in unmarked boxes. I've had it done here. I love them. Save $50 per kit right now. Preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com. Don't get caught unprepared. Preparewithgruber.com. I've got it. You should have it too. Let's see here. We got a lot to cover here today. Coming up after the break, Steve Doolin will be here. You never want to miss Doolin on a free-for-all Friday.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. 877-230-1776.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.